My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know if you caught this, but you know what put a smile on my face? Dennis Scott, right? He does, I believe, Pelican games, right? This is the summer league. Tyler Kolek's having a nice summer league for the New York Knicks. And I mentioned at the time, I think I tweeted about it as well. Patino was all over it, thinking that he was going to be a great NBA player coming out of Marquette, second-round pick. He's going to be really, really good for the New York Knicks. But Dennis Scott, if you don't remember playing the NBA, I think he played, I don't know how many games he was a Knick, maybe like 18 or something like that, but was down at Georgia Tech, was a great college player. Down at Georgia Tech with Kenny Anderson, Brian Oliver, I think, for Bobby Kremins. Dennis Scott now doing Pelicans games. Said this about Jalen Brunson. And his decision, and this put a smile on the face. Love this quote, right? Said he ran into Rick, said, happy for you and Jalen. This is quote, raised a great son. You messed up the game. I love the fact you want to win and you are all into it. I think it's great. He also went on to say, you understand if you want your money, and this is for everybody else in the NBA, nobody's going to fault you. But don't get mad when your team doesn't have the depth in order to compete for a championship. You can't have both. Listen, and he said basically Jalen's different. And he is. I mean, he is. Listen, we mentioned it at the time when that news came down last Friday, about 6 days ago, that Brunson was signing that four-year, $156.5 million contract extension. You know, how it, and his 2 years here in New York, you couldn't have a better 2 years coming to a city as an NBA free agent or as a free agent regardless of sport than Jalen Brunson has had. The instrument of change that he has been, the culture that he has led, the shift, the winning, now the expectations, and now with the and listen, Dennis Scott, he's not wrong. He's going to put pressure. Jalen Brunson's decision. And they were talking about Ingram down in New Orleans with the Pelicans. Jalen Brunson's decision is now going to put, you know, pressure on other free agents or other guys who are looking for extensions and potentially organizations using this as an example, because what Brunson did was really never done before. And nobody would have faulted. I mean, if Jalen Brunson was like, next year, I'm going to wait. I'm going to sign the five-year, $270 million extension. I'm going to gamble on me. I'm going to stay healthy. We're going to have another wonderful season. I am that guy. I am him. You know, nobody would have faulted Jalen Brunson. And yeah, right. Knicks fans still would have celebrated because they love watching Jalen Brunson play basketball. But it also sent a message around the league, and that's what Dennis Scott was insinuating to other guys around the league, because what he did, being as unprecedented as it is, who's the next guy around the league when they're up for a contract extension that is willing to take less in order to help the team? To try and help them win. Brunson's always been defined by winning. Was it Villanova? Has been in his 2 years here in New York with the Knicks, and he lives it. And that was the message that was sent down on Friday when he decided to take now instead of waiting to get more. I don't know if he's in an Uber or what he's going on or who he's visiting. I have no idea what's going on in Eli. But clearly he's not paying attention. Clearly we're not on speakerphone. Clearly I would imagine his cell phone is basically sitting on the seat as he was waiting on hold there. I think he might have cursed too. I think there might have been some cursing in the background.
Maybe twice.
Is that right?
I think at least twice.
Hoff, you've been telling me about this all morning long, or throughout the course of the midday, that we have a new food entity out in Kansas City for the Royals.
I'm very excited about it.
Oh, you're very excited?
Yeah. This could be like the mecca of food.
The mecca of food. All right, yeah. Run it down. Nobody likes ballpark food more than Pete Hoffman. Give me the feel about what exactly. You go out to a Royals game this year. You're watching Seth Lugo do his thing. You're watching Bobby Witt Jr. What exactly am I now going to be able to take in second half of the season?
It's going to be a hot dog.
A hot dog. Good start.
Wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla, topped with barbecue brisket, fries, lettuce, pickled onion, sriracha cracker jacks, which I don't even know. I've never had those before. And barbecue sauce.
Wait. It's a hot dog wrapped in a
cheeseburger quesadilla.
Right.
Topped with barbecue brisket.
Yeah.
So it's a hot dog quesadilla, barbecue brisket, fries, lettuce, pickled onion, sriracha cracker jacks, and barbecue sauce.
Wow.
You know what it's called?
No. Heart attack?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think it's trademarked already.
It's called the taste of
K Taco.
The taste of K Taco. All right. That sounds indulgent. Doesn't sound appetizing when I'm sitting there. It sounds very messy for ballpark food. I'm a simple man. Give me a hot dog. Give me a pretzel. Maybe I'll have like a little steak sandwich. I don't need sushi while I'm watching the Yankees or going out to the Mets or whatever. I also don't need it to be a sloppy mess. Imagine eating that thing on like a 95 degree day. What that would look like. Get the napkins out. By the way, Hoff, can you get Marash in here for a second? Because I've got a bone to pick with him. I'm in the car after the show yesterday, driving over to WPIX, and I hear Marash basically say something on the air that is completely not true. So, Sean, I texted you about this yesterday, so I got to call you out on this because this is complete and utter nonsense.
What happened?
Well, what happened was, correct me if I'm wrong, yesterday I'm walking through the WFAN newsroom in the 1 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
Somebody is eating a Wendy's Frosty, a triple berry Wendy's Frosty, and hands me one.
Yeah. Cinco de Five always brought to you by Wendy's.
Now, is that... Was that Tommy Lugauer, or was that Sean Marash?
It was Sean Marash.
All right, so it was Sean,
mean, by the way.
Okay, yes. Right, correct. Now, yesterday, when you're doing the wonderful job you were doing with Tiki through the afternoon, did I not hear you say that you don't eat ice cream during the week?
I've given up ice cream and desserts Monday through Friday as part of my dietary plan.
Yeah, but yesterday you were eating ice cream, and yesterday was Wednesday.
Technically, I was eating a Frosty.
That is ice cream.
Well, I mean, it's unknown. It's unidentifiable.
It was delicious.
When you go to Wendy's.
You handed it to me. It was awesome.
It was great. Amazing.
It was absolutely fantastic. I love ice cream. I do.
Moose.
But that was a flat-footed lie.
And I texted you on it. I did a show 2 weeks ago where you basically needed an intervention about how much you loved ice cream. And
I agree
in the mood.
With you. You handed it to me. I was like, no. And then I was like, okay.
And our wonderful sales team hands me a secondary Frosty. I could have given that to anybody. And who did I think of?
You thought of me. And I
thought
that
was going to be on the DL from your wife. And but you exposed me?
No, I do. Because you know what? I texted you. And you know what? You have to be honest and open with the audience
out there.
You're telling people you don't eat ice cream during the week when in fact I watched you take in and inhale a Frosty yesterday afternoon, and it was a Wednesday.
I was being nice to our sponsor, and it was a great Frosty, and I've thought about this long and hard, and the truth is, have you ever gone into Wendy's and said, give me an ice cream?
No.
You say what?
Give me a Frosty.
Yes, so I didn't have ice cream. I had a Frosty. It's unidentifiable milky mush. And it's delicious. So I still kept my streak alive of no ice cream. Now, I might have also missed a softy at Citi Field last night. But
did you really?
I did.
Who was at Citi Field?
The Foo Fighters for about 45 minutes before they banged in after a storm.
Oh, it was nasty.
Oh, it got nasty, yeah. But, you know, that home run apple still sells.
Now, what happens there? Do you get your money back on that?
Oh, there's a major controversy today, Moose. No. Basically, yeah, you know what?
You had 45 minutes of the Foo Fighters.
It was an
hour, Lightning.
But we had like 8 songs left. Lightning, they never came back on. And essentially, whatever you spent, parking ticket, you're screwed. You're lucky that you got My Hero played.
Wow.
Not a good job.
That's a long night.
More on that at 4 p.m. Eastern today.
Oh, there
on Tiki.
Burn it. Did they play the music on the way out?
For them?
Yeah.
No, it was they made everybody stick around for 45 minutes and then canceled.
Now, let me ask Pete and Dove. Did Sean, yesterday afternoon, did he technically eat ice cream or no? Dove?
Yes, he ate ice cream.
I ate a Frosty.
Pete is a Frosty.
I like Sean a lot. I want to be on his side.
And
but he did eat it.
And triple berry mousse. It's a fruit serving.
It's delicious. Oh,
yes.
There you go. It's
healthy.
Delicious, by the way.
Healthy.
Sean, thank you for looking out.
Thanks, Moose.
I appreciate
it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Dove, great job. Hoff, fantastic across the way. You guys on the calls as well. To John Heyman, Nelson Figueroa for joining the program. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday. Enjoy it. Marash, Tiki, they come your way next. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 right here, The Fan in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.